name's Carol Day, and you're listening to Carol Cares on KFM Radio. Today's theme is on parting and reunion. Let's welcome our three wonderful guests to the studio, each with a unique story to share. Welcome to the show. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi everyone, my name's Angel. I'm a personal fitness coach.
Hey Carol, my name is Chloe. I'm a busy housewife with two young children.
Hello, my name is Sophia. I'm the chief accounting officer for a large trading company.
It's lovely to meet you all. As you know, today's theme is about parting and reunion. Let's hear a fox.
Hello, I've been a fitness coach for 5 years and I've never suffered an injury. However, last month during one of my training runs, I slipped and fell and broke my ankle.
Goodness me, that must have been awful.
Yes, I was in excruciating pain for days. The worst thing is, I still can't walk. I have to use a wheelchair just to get around. I feel hopeless and utterly useless.
How long will you have to use the wheelchair?
I'm not sure. That's the worrying thing. I have lost my freedom and don't know if I can get it back. I'm scared.
It's okay.
It's okay. Don't be sad. I broke my leg when I was a teenager. It took me 12 weeks to recover.
Positivity is crucial. I think the first thing you need to do is to stay calm and keep doing your physiotherapy. Take things day by day.
Just take it step by step, pardon the pun.
Wow, thanks. I feel better just sharing with you all.
Our pleasure. Who's next?
Hi, I'm happily married mother of two beautiful young children under the age of 4.
Ooh.
Before I gave birth to my first child, I worked as an office clerk. It was great.
It sounds like you really enjoyed your job.
Yes, I did. I met some lovely people as well, but I love taking care of my two babies. I feel it's so important to spend time with your children.
My thoughts exactly. They are a blessing.
Are you worried you may be too old to rejoin the workforce later and earn money? It's very competitive out there.
Yes, of course. I want to support my husband financially. As you know, raising a family is not cheap.
Yes.
Agreed.
It sounds like you have a beautiful, loving family.
My first advice is to treasure the time with your children. They grew up so quickly.
Yes, very sure.
Later, as the children enter school, I'm sure you can return to work, even if it's just part-time.
Thank you. It's good to hear your advice.
That's what I'm here for. And finally, Sophia.
Well, I've been an accountant for nearly 17 years. I've dedicated most of my adult life to my work.
Right. Please go on.
Although I've achieved a lot in my professional life, I feel somehow unfulfilled in a personal sense.
Why is that?
Work is my life. I don't even always have time for my mother. My father passed away 10 years ago.
I'm sorry. I know how that feels.
I'm fine, but now my mother wants to immigrate to Canada and live with her younger sister. I feel like I'm losing her too.
You see her getting older and older every day, yet you go busier and busier.
Yes, I want to break the cycle.
In truth, your mother won't be around forever. She's old. My advice is that you have to treasure time with your mom. Spend more time with her and don't regret.
She may want to rely on you, but she doesn't know.
Carpe diem. Seize the day. Keep talking.
Before it is too late, as the elderly truly are a treasure to be treasured.
My father passed away several years ago, but I didn't get the chance to say goodbye, and it still hurts. I was rushing to the hospital, but couldn't make it. Oh,
it's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm okay. I don't know what came over me. Today's show has brought back a lot of old memories.
It's really helpful to share how you feel with someone.
Sharing is caring, and there's always someone who will listen to you.
As the saying goes, we shall meet again.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Remember that whatever struggles you're facing, keep talking, as it is always darkest before the dawn. See you next time on Carol Cares. Bye-bye!
Bye!